favor, deje su nombre, número de teléfono y la hora en que llamó. Un representante del Departamento de Bienes y Raíces regresará su llamada en las siguientes 24 horas. Nuestros horas de trabajo son de 8 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde, hora del Pacífico.
Sacrifice Radio on the, what is it now, the 18th of May 2006.
Indeed.
It is, yes.
It is. Yeah. Well, we mean to go on and all that. Yeah. Quite,
well, we've got quite a show for you tonight. Hyper's in the studio.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. See if we manage to keep me still for as long enough. Yeah.
He's going to whack me one. Come on. We got Dark Nature and Planet Lave on the line there.
Evening.
Hello.
Who is that?
It's not Planet Lave.
That was my maid filling in for me.
How is she this time of year?
Very good.
Ravishing. How are you guys? All right?
Yeah, good.
Happy.
Yourself?
Yeah, mate, not bad at all. I spent 4 hours driving around the whole of London on the A406 today and arrived 2 hours late at Bilal's, but everything's going well, mate. I've had me burger and chips now, so I'm doing all right.
And some cigarettes.
And yes.
Sounds good. So all rift up and ready to go.
We are indeed. Got a sad announcement to make to everyone. Our resident news hound has sadly had to unplug from the scene. Our good friend LucasAid has had to inform me today that he's no longer able to be around for on the forums and all that kind of stuff due to some family issues, but hopefully we should see him sometime soon. I hope everything's okay, and you know, if you need anything, dude, you know where to call.
Yep, to right.
It's a terrible shame. Well, I miss his daily updates.
Yes.
Sometimes when real life gets in the way, we have to make allowances for that, you know.
Has happened to me a few times that I've considered actually leaving myself, but
we actually got a real life a couple of times.
Yeah,
but it didn't work out. No, so here you are back again every evening.
I tried the whole real life thing, but I got kicked out, so I'm back here.
Well, there we go. You got born, did you? Disconnected.
Breaking up really, really badly there, Blair.
We're sorry.
You're breaking up very badly.
Oh, that's. I was doing that on purpose, of course. Everything seems okay on this end. It's probably just,
oh, there we are. You're back.
Yes. It should be okay.
Just trying to say something.
Sorry?
I'm going to hang up and call back in.
Okay, mate.
Won't be 1 second.
Yep. Mate, can you try the free will dial-up instead of Skype, because Skype's been a resource hog at the moment.
Sure.
Cool, let's do that.
Okay, just give me a moment.
Okay.
Go for it, dude.
So, how's yourself been, Planet?
All right, mate. A little bit busy, hence my absence over the past couple of nights.
Yeah.
Apologies for that. But late meetings, early starts, and lots of work in between have conspired to keep me away from Hacker Voice Radio for a couple of evenings.
Yeah, we thought you left us, man. Thought that was it.
I would have left a note.
Yeah.
That's your way out.
Sorry, guys, but you and your stupid ways, I'm out.
I've been seeing other radio shows.
And an electronic dear John. I'm sorry, I found another Hacker Radio station, guys. You just weren't good enough when the time was right, you know what I mean?
Are they better than us? Do they treat you well?
They have bigger bandwidth.
Oh,
that's
right.
A low cut right there. Hello, right.
Hello.
Hello. Can we hear everyone?
Can you hear that?
Wow.
Somebody's input is going into their output right there.
Ooh, I tell you, that must have been that burger I just ate.
Yeah, that sounded like Duke Nukem running on a 133. So, Goldfish, how's the fishing server going?
Oh, pretty much as you left it.
Right, you know you spent the whole afternoon on it, man, along with everyone else.
Had about 20 different concurrent SSH connections.
That was pretty amusing.
That was a pretty amusing show yesterday, actually. It was funny.
Yeah.
No speakers. Tap, 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 tap. Oh, it's back! It's back! Oh, no, it's coming out. And then Valar rebooted everything, and that was the end of that, wasn't it? Well, thanks for listening to Hacker Voice Radio. Same time tomorrow. Fuck.
did you get to listen into that planet?
No. I have no idea what you're on about.
Good.
You're missing out. Good.
It's good that you don't know.
I've got a couple of episodes to catch up on. What is it today? Thursday, so I've missed yesterday's, and I missed Dark Nature's Tech Tuesday.
Yes, you did,
with the Pearl stuff. I'm looking forward to listening really to that. It's damn cool.
I spent, I had a little bit of time this afternoon. I wanted to have a little bit of free time to have it rather than the background to really listen to that Dark Nature, and that was pretty good, man.
He can't hear you, but...
That's how you can hear me through the radio. It's
Oh, he's back.
Oh, is he back?
Yes. You back? No, you're not. We can't get any output out from him. Never mind. Fuck it. See, this is what I have to put up with. Nobody knows the true light of... Hello, Root. Hello.
Hello.
Ah, yes, finally. do you want to tell us about your article submission?
Me? Yeah, I've brought round today on my little USB key. I wrote a little bit, an introduction for the first issue of the magazine. It's an introduction, once again, as you probably all know, the speciality of social engineering. It kind of explains what it's about, and it gives an example of... of a massive target of one of the main central banks in the in central London that managed to infiltrate, posing as a guest of the building. I got myself invited and showed myself around. I wasn't allowed to leave myself alone the whole time I was there. And the whole idea was actually just to have lunch in their cafeteria to see what it was like. And it was a process of about 2 weeks, but it's all explained in the article. And hopefully it'll make it in and it'll all be good.
Yeah. I had a quick
sounds super cool.
Someone is too close to their microphone. I can hear their nasal activity. Don't know who that is.
That must be coming through the left earphone, which I've not put in my ear yet. Oh, yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
It's not me, is it?
No.
No, it's not.
No, it's not any one of us in the studio. It's... Let's see who we can blame. Spin the blame board.
Well, I've got my mic turned off, so it can't be me.
Yeah, right. You've got it stuffed up halfway up your hooter. That's what it is, man. It's certainly not me.
So I'm nowhere near my microphone.
Anyway, Bilal, what have we got on the show this evening, mate?
We've got bugger all that we don't have any news. Let's see what we can talk about. French maids, yes.
Oh, you were talking about Planet Labour a minute ago. You got a maid, have you now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's she like?
I have a staff of several hundred in my mansion.
They all sleep in the West Wing, mind. We can't have them over in mine in the East Wing, of course.
Oh, one wouldn't want
it's
to
miss that. It's pain.
Do you want to know if anyone out there, anyone else out there, went to the Wireless show at Olympia these last couple of days? Because I was there yesterday, and I honestly can tell you, it was the biggest waste of fucking time I've ever done in my life. I'm quite into me wireless and the security issues involved, etc. And it was the biggest waste. There were some cool aerials, actually. And I got to speak to a guy about urban CCTV operations from BT. But it was the biggest load of shit, honestly. It was about maybe in a space of, look, it probably fit 1,000 stalls. There were only about 300. And they're all trying to sell me their 24 gain aerials. And nobody really knew anything. Actually, Nintendo were there showing off their new console, which was pretty cool. But apart from that, mate, it was the biggest waste of my fucking life I've ever had. I'll tell you.
Apparently, somebody was telling you that nobody uses WEP anymore.
No, that's right. I was escorted out of a cinema for a seminar for arguing that nobody ever uses WEP. When I told the bloke when I came in and did a scan that only four people in the whole show were using WAP and everyone else was using WEP. I then explained to him that I could probably read the slides off the presentation quicker than him and would he like me to give it a go before they asked me that I could wait outside for the next one to start. But that's what happens when you've got nothing to do in these places. You know, I took the afternoon off work and slide down there, and it was a complete waste of time, honestly. I mean, I think it's the first one I've ever done, and maybe they're not quite with it.
Yeah.
But I mean, I went to the internet show a couple of weeks ago, and that was at Earl's Court, and that was fucking great. I mean, I got loads of free stuff, and I talked bullshit to lots of people and got loads of free beer and stuff. But this one, there was just no room for anything at all. It just wasn't a good show. I was well unimpressed.
So was it very much market led? Like you had loads of vendors there or something?
It was all vendors.
Yeah.
It was all vendors. Yeah. And there was more vendors than there were actual people in the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, even the birds, the pretty birds that were supposed to be in the stalls weren't very pretty. And it was a real low budget job. Yeah. It wasn't very good at all, no. There wasn't even a bar.
No?
No, I was only there for half an hour, mine, after I found that out. But there wasn't even a bar. I mean, what can you do?
Well, if it's the first one, maybe they're just finding their way.
Certainly. I don't know if anyone read or does read Rat's blog, but he pulled a bit of a beauty at the InfoSec. I don't know if anyone else has read this, but he got some kind of press badge. I don't know how what he does for his social engineering, but he was allowed into all the press rooms and into the whole lot, and he has a little photo on there of all the free shit that he got. And honestly, mate, it was just like, I mean, cool. I went there on the same bag as that, and I didn't get a press pass. I couldn't get my. I got in under a different name and went in a different company and stuff, and talked to loads of people and got a few free things. But this guy, man, must have had about three extra bags. Honestly, he must have walked out weighing twice as much as what he went when he went in. It was. He's actually, there's a lot of respect goes out to old Rat because he's very good at what he does, very, very good.
Now, as far as news goes, I can't actually do anything to my computer at the moment. I can just about handle the conference. So if anyone has access to a web browser and would like to contribute to the news section of the show, they are more than welcome to.
What's a web browser?
Well, let's start off with the basics.
Well, let's start off with what's not a web browser. Yeah.
Internet Explorer.
Well, I know one thing that was in the news probably yesterday. In the New Scientist.
Current affairs. Yeah, go on.
That plane that supposedly is only controlled by Bluetooth.
A Bluetooth plane? You've got to run alongside it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You need two planes. One to control it and fly alongside it. You want to let Napster near that, though, with his mobile phone.
No.
Bring it down, Nap.
Press 8. That's up. That's
Are we going up or down now? I don't know. Oh, no, that's the landing gear. Oh, no. Saying so, no, that was the other plane which was on the news, the new Boeing, which the double-decker Boeing job, man. Which I found quite amusing today when I read that they were landing it at Heathrow today for the test flight and stuff. But one of the tests they were doing, they're landing to see if it fits in the airport. And I found that pretty amusing sort of thing, whether, you know, shouldn't you really know that before you try and land a damn thing? I mean, but yeah, that kind of made me chuckle today when I read that.
Is it the Airbus?
That's the one, the double-decker disco
bar. Yes, the A380.
Seats 555 people, apparently.
Bloody hell.
Yep.
It's quite a lot
nice number.
Dead people.
That's quite, yeah, especially when it fits in the airport, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to check if it fits.
You would definitely hope they're putting enough fuel on it.
Yeah.
No, certainly, yeah.
You know, in case it doesn't fit.
Yeah, so they've got to take off and fly it back to wherever it does fit.
We don't even make sure it makes a big explosion when it crashes. We want all the fuel in there, don't we?
Well, very dramatic.
I'm trying to think now because I was reading the news earlier, but my brain is in such a mess.
I've got it in front of me, you know.
Go for it.
Heathrow operator BAA is spending $450 million so that it is ready to handle the A380 when it starts making commercial flights. The plane was met at the airport with a new £105 million Pier 6 at Terminal 3 by dignitaries including the Chancellor Gordon Brown. What the hell was he doing?
Tell me it crashed. Go on.
Right into it.
It bounced off his belly and made all his way violent.
They're going to hire him as a safety mechanism.
Yeah, that's it. Airbag! No, go on. Go on, please. I'll keep butting in. It's a terrible
I think it's a great success story for European cooperation. I think it's also a big triumph for the British manufacturing, British technology and British science, said Mr. Brown.
I'm not being funny, but haven't they only made one?
Yeah.
And they don't know if it fits or not.
They don't even know if it fits. great British industry, we've only made one though.
Yeah.
It's an efficient and clean and environmentally friendly aircraft, and it has lower fuel consumption per seat and produces less noise and emissions than older aircraft.
Like, isn't that cheating, putting more seats on it? If it's more fuel consumption, more fuel effective per seat, if you chucked 1,000 seats inside a Mini, it'd be better fuel consumption per seat, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but no one would fit into the seat.
Gordon Brown wouldn't fit into any of them, but they still made the aeroplane, didn't they? Anyway. And so did it say the bit, that one of the tests, is this on the BBC website you're reading this, is it?
Yes, it is.
It says one of the tests, that is it's got to fit into the airport. What are they going to do, build a new airport?
Yeah. Well, they already spent, like, what was it, $3 million?
More than that. Well, for what exactly?
For just the ramp.
Oh, for making the airport big enough. Yeah, that's $450 million.
God, blimey.
Fuck's
you
sake.
Could buy 10 of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
You could buy 1,000 small aircraft for that amount.
Hey, check this out. They could have just gone to the BBC website and they have all the measurements there, so
yeah, exactly.
Why do they need to make sure it fit?
BBC publicised the size of the plane this morning and then quickly they began to build the airport around the size of which they said it was. Fantastic.
Ooh, its great rival, US giant Boeing, is taking a different track, predicting that the future growth of the sector will be for additional medium-sized planes. You can't beat a medium-sized plane, can you?
Well, it's not that, and they tried making the big one, which cost them $300 million, and they decided, well, from now on, we better make them half the size.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yes.
That was I'm having, I'm having some connection talkage issues at the moment. I'm delaying by about 5 or 7 seconds.
Right. Is it your...
So what am I do? Sorry.
Is it your network connection again?
It seems to be getting a lot of latency. So... if it's okay, I might hang up and be with you in spirit tonight.
No, it's not okay. I mean, yeah. If you're having problems, man.
It's just,
sure. You might as well just listen to the stream.
Yeah, sorry about this, fellas.
But you're coming apart, aren't you, Dark Nature?
Sorry?
You're coming to Hull, no?
Oh, to Hull, certainly.
Well, excellent.
We'll be seeing you then.
Yeah.
Indeed. That's on the 2nd, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. It's the final Hull 2600 meeting. Hack Hull 2600.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, cool. I'm super looking forward to it. I even took the Friday off work in order to avoid the same thing as what happened with the Birmingham.
I don't know what you mean.
I was gonna go, but my boss decided that I was working that weekend.
I gotcha, yeah.
You should have fired him.
Definitely.
I should have fired at him.
Yeah, fired at him, yeah. Well, that's right.
All over him. Oh, no.
Let's fucking burn him. He has his moments. Oh, before I hang up.
Yes.
Interesting. You know that mad cow woman that I work with?
No.
The one that doesn't really know much about IT.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
But is technically my line manager.
Yeah.
Well,
she's dead.
No. We were talking about operating systems and stuff today, and she told me that I should be careful, like telling people I use Linux. I said, "Why would that be?" And she said, "Well, technically, it's illegal."
No, I've never heard that before.
I was confused. She said, well, it's not really illegal as such, but you're not really meant to use it. I'm like, why? She said, well, it's not licensed. It's not. You shouldn't be using it.
It's not Microsoft certified.
Technically, that would be it. Yeah. Windows is illegal, but the Linux, that's great.
Well, my Windows is very, very illegal indeed. but my Linux is perfectly legal.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Maybe it's not expensive enough.
The Linux drivers aren't signed by Microsoft, that's the problem.
That'll be the one.
Be careful of those drivers.
Yeah. Did you just punch her in the face?
Well, you didn't shoot all over
the
her.
The temptation is always... It's almost overwhelming. she comes out with some fucking gems, honestly. I think that's the only reason I'll let her live.
You keep her going for your amusement. I like it.
I should actually start taking my MP3 dictaphone to work with me.
Oh, yes, you should do that, definitely.
Yes, definitely. She
comes out with some fucking classics. I say, yeah. I mean, that time I set up another website on our server for a new project that we're taking on in a few months, and she demanded all the login details and what have you. And so I said, "Here you go, it's the new password and it's the new username," and she duly wrote it all down in her desk diary. That she leaves on her desk, you know, because she has trouble remembering things. And she complained bitterly that, why didn't I just use the same username and password as the other website? And I said, well, it's not as secure to do that, really. Because if one gets compromised, they're both compromised. And she's like going, oh, but I don't want to be you with your bloody security again. You're obsessed with it. And I said, well, that's the fucking point. You mad bitch.
Oh, we can't stop laughing.
I'll tell you, she's classic.
What's her credit card details? What's her name? Anne.
Diane.
Yes, I've heard you speak about it before, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Diane. I reckon we should do a Diane section on the show.
Yeah.
Just dedicated to our love, Diane. Didn't she die in a... Oh, no, that was Diana. But, so, you can't say her surname live on air, can we? Have you got a home telephone number?
No.
Tell her we're ringing from BT.
No, sadly no.
Okay, mate, we won't do that then.
I've not got a home phone number.
Yeah, lie, man. You're on the phone to her as soon as you hang up from here,
Hey, baby.
Hey.
Oh, guess what I'm doing?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I'm busking my colonel.
Don't shoot all over me again. Oh, you need security, you.
Yeah, I could go on all night about some of the things that she says and does.
Yeah, but this is there are children quote. Listening to this story at this radio as well, I have, you know.
Could you imagine if her kids are listening to it?
Oh my God, and Mummy did what?
She has no kids, fortunately.
Oh, you do surprise me.
She's not got around to that. But, another famous one is, she's dyslexic. Which isn't in itself funny.
It's fucking hilarious.
However, she was saying that dyslexia doesn't really get in the way when she's programming. Because, and here's the thing, modern programming, you don't do a lot of typing.
It's all drag and drop, mate.
Indeed it is. I was saying, well, I do a lot of typing when I'm programming. She's saying, no, that's not really modern methods, though. And she's like, showing me how to do tweening and shit in Flash.
My God, you should see what she names the files, for God's sake.
Yeah.
well, the funny thing is that, I mean, she does some website stuff. And she does some Flash stuff. And I'm always having to check her stuff out for her. And none of her links ever work.
Because
she'll then file one thing. And then not be able to sort of spell it again.
Quality.
She sends emails. What I do is I just print them out. I go to a desk and ask her to read them to me.
So basically, what you're telling us is that you are an utter cruel bastard.
Well, it's some revenge. Because if you hear about some of the things that she says to me, anyway, because your sound's breaking up loads on my end, and I keep hearing myself about 6 seconds after I speak.
Okay, fair enough, mate.
Which is a bit confusing.
Yeah.
Hug it up. So,
You have a good night.
Is it the mid-month tomorrow?
Yes, it is.
All right, so you won't be on.
No.
Okay, well, I'll catch up with you then. Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, cool.
Take care.
Okay, well, have a good night, fellas.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
Take care.
Shut up.
Right, got some megahertz back now.
So, Goldfish, are you still there, are you?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm just being a bit quiet.
Yeah, he's the one taking up all my speed.
So, the Hacker Boys TV is all good and set for its first showing, the premiere tomorrow night. I was going to put Tino on for it. What do you reckon?
Might be a bit too formal, but yeah, if you want to.
At the brewery, we'll have to order our drinks for the interval in half time.
Red carpet, yeah, everything. All the glitz and glamour.
So, how long is it? The old show.
It's 18 minutes and 59 seconds or something.
Oh, so you couldn't quite do the 20 minutes then, no?
No.
could you not pad it out with like loads of text at the end? I'd like to thank my mum, God, Jesus, Santa Claus,
my agent,
China.
Yeah. BT. There are some pretty good mentions in the greets section, so
right.
Hopefully you'll enjoy those.
Fantastic.
I tell you what, I'm actually really, really looking forward to it, actually.
I'm a bit afraid that the teaser thing might have built it up a bit too much. I'm a bit worried now.
See, I know what the actual footage was like, and it's pretty crap. So, the trailer is probably, like, the best thing out of the whole thing, but I think it should be pretty good.
Yeah, I'm quite pleased with it, but yeah, it's just obviously, it could be better, but hey, I'm a perfectionist, I would say that, wouldn't I?
No, I'm definitely looking forward to it, definitely, it's going to be good.
And I've decided to stick a CD together for anyone who's come to the meet. So, which will have the DVD quality version, probably, along with probably about a couple of months worth of old shows on it.
Hey,
nice one.
I like that.
Did you see the trailer, Planet?
I did.
What did you think?
I thought it looked fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Quite frankly. I'm sitting there going, what, was I on the same trip? This looks great. I wish I'd gone to that instead of going to Birmingham. Hang on. I know a lot of it was after I went to bed. It looks like you had a right old time.
We did.
Oh. I wish I'd stayed up now. It looks like a right laugh.
Yeah, you shouldn't have, like, you shouldn't have gone back. We were up to all sorts, mate.
Well, I was a bit pissed and we're being led down the road by someone who knows it, and I'm thinking, I don't know where the fuck I am. I better go home. Go back to the hotel before I get lost. I'm a bit drunk.
Well,
it took me an hour to get back.
It's a good thing you did, otherwise we'd be going up fucking buildings and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I only saw Planet like once in the whole footage. And that was outside the minibus at the beginning.
Oh, right.
Did you actually come with us? I can't remember.
I'm not sure anymore.
As far as the video is concerned, you were only there when we started out.
Yeah.
Excellent. I can deny it all.
Did you blank? Did you blank him out?
What, Planet?
Yeah.
No.
Oh fuck. Oh well.
Well, you can hardly see his face anyway.
Oh,
so.
That's cool. That's cool.
If you can only see like part of him, then that's okay.
You can only see half of his face, and it's rapidly dispensed of as you zoomed in.
Ah, so right.
Should be alright.
Move with that.
Cool.
Yeah, I really hope that no one else needed them blanking out.
Well,
now would be a really bad time.
They're just going to have to get a facelift now.
Plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Actually, nobody seems to have commented on the in the photos section on the site what Belial has done to one of the pictures. I don't know if anyone.
I've given somebody a bit of a facelift, if you know what I mean.
if everyone goes to the Hacker Voice website and goes to the forums and has a look in the pictures section at the meet section, you'll see some of the trips from Birmingham. And if you go through each of them carefully, inside the pub where the Broom 2600 people meet, you'll see where Belial has added an extra bit of his own censoring there. And nobody, actually, I didn't even notice it until he pointed it out today. But you should definitely go and have a look at it and have a laugh at someone's expense, definitely.
Oh, look at this. I've just been messaged in Skype by a guy called UK Ownage, and he has just told me, do not say anything to anyone about what you just heard. We have got your IP and ISP. This Vista pre-release is meant to be securely classified information. Hacker, contact us. Yes. What? You are a idiot. You seem like a complete stupid fuckwit because I have the Vista pre-release in my CD case. Now go and suck some pussy. I don't know. Something like that. Sorry, confused. Sorry, worked out. Micro, three others. Transferred New York Vista release. Come on, old news.
Might want to learn some grammar next time.
Yeah. Might want to learn some grammar next time. Good night. By the way, you are live on Hacker Voice Radio, and yes, I did just say that to everyone.
Yes, I am saying what I am typing.
Dots.
Are you putting big spaces in between the words?
Goodbye. Hacker, contact
Bye.
Us.
Bye.
Go away. I love Skype for that reason, that you can search keywords and everybody's like, "Ooh, I'm going to search hacker." And then pretend to be Uber Leads. I've got the Vista source code. Yes, I've got it in my CD case right over there. Old news, go fucking wank off to porn or whatever you do. Oh, you're going to wank off? Yes, yes.
Okay, don't do that.
So what else is on the news today? Come on.
What else? Come on, guys. What do I pay you for?
Ofcom rethinks ban on iPod. I didn't know they were thinking of one in the start, but right, okay.
They were trying to ban iPod sales in the States. Nice job.
Ofcom? But they're the English... Oh, no, they're not. They're the EU people, aren't they?
Ah, right. So this is something different.
Oh, hang on. Cool. Which plays the output of... Oh, it's the iTrip things. You know, the FM transmitters?
Oh, yeah, I've got one just here. Where's it going?
Yeah, using an iTrip is banned in Britain with its low power transmissions, as its low power transmissions can, in theory, interfere with legal stations. Oh, no! Not legal Chris stations! However, the device and other similar accessories for MP3 players, or any kind of player I'd imagine, are widely available to purchase online. The Liberal Democrats, in their wisdom, have said Ofcom must provide compelling evidence to explain why they remain outlawed. Probably because they want to have these things in their limos as they go to work.
I mean, the fact that they only broadcast about a metre.
If you're lucky.
The only thing I must say, like, when you've got radio broadcasting on the legal frequencies, the crystals are involved for the broadcasting are pretty difficult to get hold of. Obviously, they're not now, because you're going to buy them for this. And I'm kind of wondering, can they be boosted, these signals, to like, cover the whole of them, I don't know, 2T or something like that? And that could be a reason why they should outlaw them. But, I mean, I have problems picking up normal radio stations in my car as it is. And the iTrip, which is plugged into the cigarette line.
They're still talking to me. They said, "Please get out of this conversation. This is Microsoft Corporation. We do not need this." No.
No, you don't.
You added me. And why are you using your competitor's software to conference if you are blah 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 Microsoft?
That's
someone put Bill Gates on the line.
We did not add you. Dark Nature will be contacted about this. Oh my god. you can see my contact list. Oh my god, that is one of the features of Vista. You are totally elite.
In the meantime, while you're swearing at noobs on Skype, our man Napalm from IRC has come up with a bit of news.
Excellent.
For everyone. Two or three stories he's picked up today. Let's quickly go through the headlines, let me know if any of them take your interest, and we'll go into further detail, because we're running out a bit on time. So, we've got a few stories here, which is, first of all, anti-spam advocate succumbs to spammer. Sounds a bit rude. What's this one? Microsoft have released the minimum specs for Vista. And hardware firms oppose net neutrality laws. Good on them. And Mexico wants your software work. Ooh.
Right.
Any of those take your interest?
Let's hear about the spamming spammers spamming on spam.
Spammy spam spam spam.
Spamfest.
That's it, Spamfest.
And Spammy McSpammer. X-Chips and Spam! What have we got? A prominent crusader against unsolicited email adverts withdrew from an escalating cyber war with spammers on Wednesday after his website and numerous others came under a massive retaliatory attack.
Get in!
That'll teach you to mess with spammers. Blue Security, a company that provided anti-spam software and was widely praised for orchestrating a kind of do-it-yourself campaign to spam spammers, has ceased all anti-spam operations, says a spokeswoman for the company. The surrender comes after the company's website, along with those of many of its partners, were hobbled by a denial-of-service attack earlier this month. The denial-of-service attack, which used thousands of commandeered computers to overload the site's servers with traffic, is believed to have originated with one Russian-based spammer, they say.
So the bloke who was stopping the spammer got spammed by the spammers?
Yeah.
So hang on, the spam...
The spammers.
We're going to get fished by the fishers.
Spams... Stop the spammers who spammed the spammers.
Yes. And then he got mega spammed.
And the leg bones going to stick to the... What was it again?
I think this has to take the award for the most use of the word spam within one article. It is incredible.
So does it name the Russian spammer?
I don't think it does.
Spam. The Russian spammer.
The Russian corned beef artist.
I'm just busy playing with these people.
Am I really loud at your end?
Yes.
Loud in my right ear, but my left ear.
Whistling. Going. Yeah, that's great. That's fine.
Sorry.
You know, I was talking to Belial earlier.
Was you?
Yes, you were.
Yeah.
Who was it? Somebody posted in the forums those movies of those robots those Japanese people have made. I think it was Dark Nature said, you know, like the coolest robots.
Yeah, the coolest and most useful.
I'm wondering why. Do you reckon the Japanese make those robots on purpose to make them look like they walk when they shit themselves? Yeah. I think they all walk like it's trickling down one of their legs. Have you noticed it's
like, ooh, yeah.
Not too fast, squelch. Remember, it's actually designed in there, like the bloke they modded it on actually shit himself while they were modding it. And now every robot in Japan walks like he shit himself. If you go on the website, if you go on Hack a Voice forums there, and you go into that thing, you have a click on the coolest ones and the weirdest ones, and they're all really cool, but all the ones that walk like men walk like they've shit their pants. All of them do.
But don't talk about the woman ones, because she doesn't even stand up. She just like, oh, really awkward. Looks like somebody's been at her too much.
My God, bow legs and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was my thought for Japanese robots. Japanese robots that shit themselves. And we know these Japanese people are into weird shit now, come on. But Japanese robots that shit themselves? Now that is the next revolution, man, I tell you.
They are into their scat, so, you know, the robots would mimic human behaviour.
Maybe you could get it to eat a kebab and honk in the toilet when it gets back.
Oh, that's got to be a great name for a website. Robotscat.com.
Robot caca.
It's the future.
Oh, your servo oil is all over my face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're going to have kids mimicking their home robots by walking around shitting themselves and then walking like it, you know what I mean? Oh, it's okay, but R2-D2 told me to.
Yeah. Is R2-D2 the little bin? Or is it?
Yeah, it's a little dustbin one.
Yeah, it's a little dustbin one, yeah.
Blue, 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 blue.
Oh, look, you've made a mess of the floor.
He's like, blip, 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 blip.
I can pretend.
I'll do what I want. I'm a fucking dustbin with legs.
Oh, dear.
Oh. You know, some of those robots aren't actually real.
No?
They're on that page. And all of the ones by, Boston Electronics or something?
Really.
Boston Research? They're not real. No, they're not.
What are they then? Cardboard or something?
No, they're digital compositing jobs.
Run that by us again?
Is the digital compositing job running down their leg? Because they walk...
They look pretty...
Maybe.
They look pretty robotic to me.
Yeah, man. They're really... Did you see the one that can climb trees?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. That's one of the ones that isn't real.
It's not, it's not real.
What do you mean it's not real?
Oh, mate, did you see the one that looked like a horse? The mule one?
No.
Wasn't that the funniest
that was,
fucking...
That was one of the better ones.
That was fantastic. I love the way one of them's got to run backwards by the other. And you know how unnatural it is to run backwards anyway? Well, this robot runs backwards and forwards at the same time. It's got legs at back end. And it really is the funniest...
Doesn't know if it's coming or going.
What was that animal? I don't remember, but it was off the push me, pull me. And it had the
sides.
It was one of them. It's fucking brilliant. It was like, run over there, and one of them has to run backwards. Like, you know, fantastic. But the one that can climb trees isn't real.
No, neither is that one you were just talking about.
No way.
No, none of them are. Serious.
God, what do you mean it's not real? Is it animated or something?
Yeah, it's just a 3D animation they've composted onto top of some video and made some splashes and stuff.
Ah, okay. Well, BrazilNut has finally tracked me down on Skype. See how easy it is? Just type in fucking hacker and you'll find me.
Hacker, radio, ah, yes.
He said, I pawn your ass, I am Leet. Yes. Well, actually... No, I'm just kidding. Right, nearly 10 minutes to go. What shall we pad this stuff up with?
I can't see any good news off the top of the technology page and PBC, so...
I've just handed Hyper a RFID reader with a USB. Yeah.
He's now handing back.
Handing back.
Actually, I made a cage, Faraday cage for my Oyster card because I got bored one day, basically.
Oh, wicked.
So yes,
well,
I just sort
you
of.
Do, mate, don't show it to Mark at the meet.
Yeah. Oh God, he'll go nuts.
Yeah. No, he doesn't go to the mid months. But don't show it to him because he'll be like, "Well, if the police caught you, then you'd go to jail or something like that."
Yeah, God, you'd be there all night. But I'll tell you what, I did pick up today. Remember in the projects forum, Dark Nature displayed those tiny little LCD. Connectors, which are supposed to be portable.
Yeah.
You're going to use it for your hacking rucksack thing. Do you remember that, Goldfish?
Yes, I do.
Well, I picked two of them up today. Ooh. And you they're seriously, man,
fucking small.
Mate, honestly, they're the smallest thing I've ever seen in my life. I'm even actually contemplating that they're not real. I'd say it was like, if you're going to have that as your screen, as your hack thing, man, you're going to need a ruddy great big microscope to see them. I'll bring them along tomorrow, mate, and you can see them. But literally, they're about, I don't know, half a millimetre by half a millimetre?
Something stupid like that.
I'm not even sure.
It's like a speck of dust, man. That's how big the fucking screen is.
When the bloke gave it to me, I was like, where's the other half?
I
managed to get one today for you to look at, and if you're going to fix that, if you can fix that to your portable laptop, mate, I'll be well impressed, let alone if you see what's written on it, man, I'll tell you. But no, it's very small. Honestly, I can't even describe it. It's like a quarter of a postage stamp, the screen.
Dude.
And I don't know what resolution that runs on. I don't know. But,
well, we could change the project brief a bit and make a hack watch.
Too small for a watch.
Too small for a watch?
Too small.
You know what I think it is? I think it's it would fit into a prism, so you'd have the little monitor. You'd have a little light source like an LED that would shine through the screen onto a mirror. That's magnified.
That would be it.
So you've got like a little mirror there, and you've got the he's laughing at me. He's looking.
It's the way he holds it up to his eye when he's just like, and then you hold it up to your eye, and the prism goes in your eyeball.
Seriously, that's what you. I bet it was what you did.
I've got no idea what it's for. If I'm honest, I couldn't even imagine a use for it. Honestly,
why did you buy it?
I can't help myself in these things. But honestly, even if you had digits on it, like it was a countdown from. We couldn't fit 10 because you couldn't do two rows of numbers. But it was just a single run, 9, 8. You wouldn't be able to read them, it's so small.
But maybe the pixels are really, really small. Like, it's got.
We could do a portable hacker sack for a mouse. Tested on gerbils first in our laboratories. You know what I mean?
Stick one over each eye.
That's right. Yeah. Honestly, I couldn't tell you what it's for. I'm going to show you, and I might even give one away as a prize tomorrow for anyone that can give me a decent use for it. There you go.
Stick it up your arse.
That's only because I can't find anything to use it myself, and I'm happy to give the damn thing away. Yeah.
But I know what you could do with it.
Don't broadcast it, mate. Tell me tomorrow and you can win.
Win?
Yeah.
Win fabulous prizes on Hacker Voice Radio.
Oh, yeah.
What to win?
Win all the things we don't know what to do with. Win all the shit we can't use.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking, actually. If you see on the forums, I posted up something about a competition to do with a T-shirt. The kind of idea behind this is that I want to create like a set of 10 designs for Hacker Voice T-shirts.
Right.
T-shirts which people who haven't even known anything about Hacker Voice would want to buy. And this is with your kind of like your hacker T-shirts that people wear. You'll see Pyro on the forum with Social Engineer written across the front. I want kind of like logos and what am I trying to say? The word here, slogans like that. You see, which we can sell, which can help fund the show and the site and all that kind of thing. I'm kind of thinking if the person who designs the best one and we all decide which is the best one amongst the crew here, that we should wins a T-shirt with their design on it for free. And the rest of the ones which are a decent standard, that we actually make up a set of T-shirts and stuff and we start selling them to help fund what we do. The idea for me is that I was thinking about the trip to Broome and also the trip to Hull. Some people are saying, no, I can't afford to go, because a lot of our listeners and a lot of the people that come to the 2600 meetings and stuff are all students, and they can't afford to go away for one night here and one night there, let alone travel up there and stuff. And if we could kind of like make a pot there and have a few little ideas that are making us a few pounds, we could definitely subsidise and sponsor people to go that really want to go, that can't afford to go. And it kind of makes the community a little bit closer, and I think it's a good thing to do.
Yeah, definitely.
Love the idea.
Definitely. just to let you know what those LCD screens are for.
Oh.
They're for camcorder monitors. For Panasonic camcorder monitors, the little tiny thing. You know when you look when you pop up a little camcorder, that's what it is.
That's what they are.
And it's magnified, so it looks big. I hadn't told you.
Nobody can have them tomorrow.
Because Dark Nature wins.
Ah, thank you.
Because he went on the eBay site to check.
Ah, okay, that's what they're for. I've got you now. Well, I've got two of them.
But they discontinued the line, apparently.
So they're too London small. Now can't see what they film.
Yeah.
As the people rob them from their cameras. That's the coolest thing in the world, though.
Yeah.
I've got no idea how to get it to work.
I'm sure you have to buy a Panasonic camera now.
Well, if anyone out there's got a Panasonic camera and you've broken that, you can buy one off me for $49.99. And don't ask me to fit it, because I'll probably lose it by the time I get back to the house, if I'm honest. But, no, definitely, why not? That's what they're for, that's fantastic. And looking at it, honestly, it looks like a little black and white green screen, quarter of a stamp size thing, man.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought it was a colour monitor?
Oh, we just got a zero-day news from Napalm. He is offering a ZX81 1K Spectrum for a competition as an offer to win.
I think that's a fantastic
idea. Yeah. ZX81, baby, and with 1K of memory. I mean, come on. Who needs any more than
back
that?
Back in the day, man.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Yeah.
You need more for a character nowadays with that one.
You'd need more than that to run my 1mm camera. I can tell you.
Can you fit the LCD screen to it, I wonder?
Yeah.
You probably could, actually.
You wouldn't have enough memory for anything else, mind. But that'd be fine. So, so what's the competition going to be? Do we decide the competition?
I just get it. No.
Well, I'm not in.
Yeah. Fix! I don't know.
We can think of that another time.
Yeah, we can think about it. Let's forget about it. And
if you end up saying something now, we'll just give it away for fun. Yeah. Basically, won't we? It'll be another camera lens thing, which Dark Nature will win, and then he's going to end up winning everything, isn't he? So.
So we're with 5 minutes to go. Shall we close off with some music, or what shall we do?
Let's all sing some religious hymns.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got it, man.
Kumbaya, my lord.
Kumbaya.
Ma la 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 la.
I'm doing the back of the
Okay, sorry. Okay. One, two, three.
Kumbaya, my lord.
Cucumber. Cucumber. That's what we all...
I think we should finish up with some proper music. Yeah,
Yeah, it's all right.
I think my singing days are over.
So, yes, thank you for listening. Any emails, comments, suggestions, hate mail, radio@hackervoice.co.uk. Send your sexy pics to planet@hackervoice.co.uk.
Oh, yeah!
And send sexy pics of your mate, Planet.
Yes.
Cool, man. Well, good night. Thank you very much.
Get ready to watch the premiere of the Hackervoice TV Episode 1 Birmingham Trip tomorrow.
Night.
We'll see you all tomorrow at the mid-month.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ta-ta.